Ford, who tried to make cars available to everyone, had the funny saying that you can order any color Model T you want as long as it's black. And often when we get upset with people, we can say something that will limit their choices, like, if I want your opinion, I will give it to you. All these reflect the power that we have in human choice, and also the great responsibility that God has placed on us by giving us free will. This may not be the best of all possible worlds, but it probably is the best world for this experiment that God decided to do with us by saying, I will give you freedom and I will give you the ability to choose, but not everything that you choose freely will make you free. Some things that you choose will enslave you, will make you do their bidding, will not give you the freedom that you decide. But I will never force you to love me. This is a profound statement that every parent who has ever raised a child knows. You can never force another person to do something if they simply say, no, I will not. Sometimes we are shocked by the amount of choices that we have, and we don't want to make a choice right away. But if we don't make it, life will make it for you. And every time you choose one thing, 1,000 options fall away. And that is also scary. If you want to see it in live action, put 3 favorite sweets in front of a child and tell them they can only choose one. Sometimes they will cry because they want them all, but you can only choose one. And if you put a time limit, that will put added pressure. The reason is because we don't like to be limited. But there is one belief that helped the Christians before and can help us now. Everything that you think is important is not as important as you. A very simple concept that Jesus stated, what can a person give in exchange for their soul? Even if you gain the whole world and lose your soul, what good is that? Nothing is as important as you are. And nothing in this world can compare to what awaits us in the next. That's why the early Christians would say, people who don't believe in God are amazed that we don't go running after all the things that they run after, because we are not running out of time and options. The Lord promises us more than we can imagine, more than we can desire, and He will surprise us what awaits us. In this life, He asks one thing: love yourself, love me, love each other. Everything else is optional. Don't worry about missing a vacation, missing some opportunities. Be afraid if you miss an opportunity to be good and virtuous. Because often society values education in subjects, in objective science, which is all very good. But if we just educate our children in things, we will change things. If we educate them in virtue, how to be good people, even if they get poor grades, the world will be a better place because they will be better people. Life is short, but life after death is a lot longer. and nothing is as important as you are. Make your choices wisely, but always ask yourself the question, not will this bring me more stuff, but will this make me a better person? Slava Isusu Hristu.